Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, October 20th. I'm Ray Graff. We talk travel today. We welcome back Gene Gagnon of Plaza Travel Center in Latham, New York. The number to call if you have a travel question is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Or you can email us voxpop@wamc.org. That's voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number, and it's a call-in show, let's be fair, the number is 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon is here. Planes, trains, automobiles, mules, whatever. Your travel calls coming up after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Well, if you were thinking about a vacation, maybe not the end of this year, but early next year, maybe just a quick jaunt somewhere this year, we have an expert here who can help you. Certified travel counselor Gene Gagnon is with us. Gene is the president of Plaza Travel Center, a woman-owned business currently celebrating its 50th anniversary. This script is so old it might be 51 or 2 by now. She was an adjunct professor of travel and tourism at University College of Syracuse University and Schenectady County Community College at Plaza Travel. Gene specializes in VIP travel, custom planning, international itineraries, and group travel. You got a question? Give us a call. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Gene Gagnon, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Ray. It's great to be here.
So, Plaza Travel 51, 52.
Well, I just made a note. I wrote a note that says, send Ray new script.
I generally wing it on the script, but I'll read the part about the 50th anniversary, but I think that has to be at least a year old.
It's actually 2 years old.
We're now
52 years old.
Well, let's start it again. Currently celebrating its 52nd anniversary. That's better. Hey, what's happening?
Well, things are picking up. Plaza Travel is open every day now from 9 to 5, although staff is still part-time,
yep.
But we're working stacked hours, so at least there's somebody there who can help answer your questions if you have any. And things are going five steps forward, two steps back.
Yep, that seems to be the way, although in the beginning it was no steps forward and 10 steps back.
Exactly. So we're grateful for that. And there are certain places that are easy to get to. There are other places that are harder to get to. We're learning a lot about different restrictions. And the biggest problem is that the restrictions are constantly changing.
It's a constantly moving target.
Yes,
you make
it is.
A great point. As far as kind of a thumbnail view of the attitudes of people to travel, are people getting more hip to this now again after this terrible pandemic?
Yes, I think a couple of things are coming out of this. It seems that there's a lot more of the intergenerational travel.
Yeah.
Grandparents are saying, I want to go somewhere with my kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
There's that. The attitude towards vaccination, people who really want to travel, the majority of them have been vaccinated.
Right.
We have found that the people who are calling us are vaccinated. Although there are places that the unvaccinated can travel to, I'm recommending that people that want to travel should be vaccinated. It's safer for them and safer for everybody else. That's just my personal opinion as a business owner.
Well, it's also the CDC's. And I
Correct.
Put a couple of links on the page for today's program. The COVID-19 travel recommendations by destination. They have four different levels, low, moderate, severe, and something else. But basically, it tells you how you should approach this. For instance, level three is COVID-19 high. Unvaccinated travelers should avoid non-essential travel. If you are vaccinated, exercise caution.
Exactly.
Anyway, those links are on the website now.
Good.
And I'm sure people are asking those questions all the time when they call you.
Oh, absolutely. And not only are they asking the first time they call, they have to ask, 3 weeks later and 4 weeks after that and 4 weeks after that, because we have some people who are traveling. For example, I've got somebody leaving next Monday whose travel has been booked for 6 months. So every month we kind of wanted to update it and see what the new rules are. What do I have to do? Fortunately, it's getting much, much easier to test within the Capital District and get fast results very inexpensively.
And this is true. And knock wood, but around the world, the Delta variant seems to be going away. The Northeast seems to be perhaps an outlier in that, in that the numbers are still sort of plateauing.
Right.
But around the country and around other countries, things seem to be getting better. Have you talked to any of your colleagues about maybe an optimistic outlook for next year?
I mean, yes, I have a sign next to my desk that says, this year, next time, I'll be complaining because I'm too busy.
Ah.
Which, knowing me, I will be complaining.
Well, join the club. Gene Gagnon is here from Plaza Travel. If you have a travel question, the number is 800-348-2551. And we'll go over to JJ in Cohoes. JJ, what's up?
Hello, Ray. Please don't hang up on me like you did yesterday.
What? When did I hang up? Was that at the end of the show yesterday? When?
Yes.
Oh, I had. Yeah. What happened was I put everybody on the air at once, and I panicked, man.
I was a conference call.
It was ridiculous, and I apologize to the world for that.
Funny.
What's happening, man?
Well, you could. Yes, I just want what Ms. Gagnon just said was spot on. I just wanted to share quickly that my wife and I just returned from Ireland and Northern Ireland. And things have gotten better on the big view, because we're going next week to Iceland.
Cool.
And primarily, anybody traveling internationally needs to get that pre-test. And it's much easier, as Ms. Gagnon says, CVS, Walgreens, you got to get it within 72 hours. But more importantly, you can now schedule your return trip online from the country, at least in the EU, the 26 countries of the EU now are online for getting that test before you leave. And they have gotten better organized the last 3 weeks, because on the return trip from Dublin, it was not okay. Also, mandatory masks, as Ms. Gagnon says, absolutely. In Ireland and Northern Ireland, really, really, really strict. And it makes you very comfortable on the plane and in public places.
Well, JJ,
not least,
oh yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, JJ. Yeah. Then Gene will go. Hey, Gene will go after you.
Last but not least, yeah, I'll make it quick. Do not be taken in by the airline's PR, because it is public relations. There is no deep cleaning. It's still optimal turnaround time. That's how the airlines are running now. Back to the old days. There is no deep cleaning. So please, please, please bring appropriate sanitary equipment to wipe down your chairs, your tray table, etc., because there is no deep cleaning in those planes. And last but not least, travelers need to be patient, and you have to have extra time.
Well, this is true, and this has been true a long time as far as airline travel, since 9/11 anyway. You know, you got to leave a lot earlier. All right, Gene, now it's your turn.
Well, I have nothing else to say for the rest of the hour.
Really?
JJ covered everything. Be patient, because airlines, hotels, restaurants, everyone is experiencing staffing shortages.
Now, what about JJ's plan to go to Iceland soon?
Iceland is great.
Is this a good time of year for that, though?
Well, it's going to be a little chilly. It's going to be rainy.
Yeah.
But the deeper you get into the season for Iceland, the more your chances are of seeing the Northern Lights. So that's actually, you're getting where it's darker, you might actually be able to see them. But the other point that JJ mentioned was getting testing at your location. Depending upon where you're going, they're even coming to you. I've got several resorts in the Caribbean. You still absolutely have to have this 3-day prior testing before you come back to the U.S. Regardless of where you go, you have to have this. That's the most crucial thing to bear in mind. There are even places you can go that getting in, you don't need the test.
Even if you're vaccinated?
Even if you're vaccinated.
You can't come back.
You cannot come back unless you have testing. Now, the important thing to remember, it's 3 days prior to your date of departure. So it's great that it doesn't matter what time of day. So if you're leaving on a Friday at 7 in the morning, or you're leaving Friday coming home at 7 o'clock at night, it doesn't matter. You can still start your test on Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is 3 days prior. So that's the good thing. But there are places like resorts in the Caribbean that have set up little clinics right at their facilities, so clients don't even have to leave the resort to get this testing.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are doing it free. Some of them are doing getting it for, you know, $69 or whatever. But it's getting easier and easier to get that return test. In Paris, for example, the pharmacies are doing it free. You can go into almost any pharmacy and they'll do that return test for you.
Nice.
The one thing JJ mentioned that is not correct is that there are places that you can go that do not require a test before you go in. Some of them don't require it at all. Some of them do not require it if you are fully vaccinated.
Interesting.
Okay, so, okay. And because the rules, please don't even bother calling today and saying, what is the rule for XYZ country?
Right.
Because I would want to physically, at this moment, look it up.
Right. And, JJ, listen, I still feel bad about this whole business about hanging up on you yesterday. So if you want, I'll just leave you on hold for the whole show. What do you think?
All right. That's great, Ray.
All right, man. Hey, listen, thank you very much. Have a safe trip. We'll talk a little more about Iceland when we come back. Gene Gagnon is our guest. 800-348-2551 is the number. If you have a travel question, the email is voxpop@wamc.org. We'll be right back. Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff with you. It's Travel Today with Gene Gagnon. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 800-348-2551. You've been back in the studio, haven't you?
Yes,
since
I
the
have.
Pandemic?
I was your first guest back.
Okay, well, it's a couple months now, right?
I know, yes,
it's been a while. Well,
yeah,
great,
yeah.
Great to have you back. I know the last time you were on the phone, right?
Yes.
I think I recall that vaguely. This is from Colin. Colin writes in, hi, my name is Colin. Well, we've established that. Thank you, Colin. I am curious if the guest speaker, that's Gene Gagnon, knows what the COVID testing requirements are for U.S. persons entering Canada for tourism, fully vaccinated. Also, if this person knows when the Amtrak Adirondack to Montreal is planned to resume service.
I do not know that, the
Amtrak.
Last question.
Don't
I don't
like
know
trains,
when.
Do you?
No, I love trains.
Do you?
I take the train down to the city all the time.
Oh, okay.
I'm not super fond of the ride up to Montreal because they're on very old tracks and it takes like 9 hours.
I love that.
It's for me, I want to get there.
Okay,
you know, I get
fair
excited.
Enough.
But
right.
As far as the testing required, there are too many variables. Every single country that has testing requirements to come in has different parameters, whether you've been vaccinated, when were you vaccinated, what vaccines, have you had COVID before, you know, things like that. So what I would recommend is to go on the website. It's the travel.gc, that's georgecharlie.ca. For Canada /travel, or just Google travel to Canada during COVID, because there are just too many parameters. And like I said, it changes so quickly that I really hesitate to give a definitive answer on what is really required until I actively check it for that particular day.
Gene Gagnon joins us today. It's Travel on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. I noticed you did some phonetics there. Golf Charlie or George Charlie.
Oh,
were
yes.
you in the military at one time?
No, I was not. But I have a brother who actually sails boats, and I love talking to him because whenever he gives me numbers, he says things like 9 or 4, 5, 2, you know, and I love
it. Does he ever come
goes.
Over and do semaphore?
No.
That'd be cool. Let's go to Neil in Rensselaer County. Neil, you're on.
Hi, Ray. It's great to talk with you guys, and I'm glad to hear an Amtrak question come up. Because that's the crux of my call.
Oh, cool.
And by the way, if anybody wants to get somewhere, they shouldn't be going by Amtrak anyway.
Oh.
You're in a hurry. If you're on a schedule, don't take Amtrak.
That hurts
except
me.
Down, well, except back and forth from the city, which is very reliable and almost always on time.
Okay.
But my question is, can I call up my travel agent and say, hey, will you book me a bedroom on Amtrak to Minneapolis? And hang up the phone and she'll mail me the tickets. What is the story
Absolutely.
With travel agents?
Yeah, well, there are certain agents can still run airline tickets and can still run Amtrak tickets. There are many agents that do not have a brick and mortar, and if you don't have a brick and mortar, you can't run airline tickets.
Interesting. I did not know that. Why?
Yes. I'll get to that in one second. Okay. But yes, for example, we do airline train tickets. We do bedrooms, roomettes. We can get you cost differentials, things like that. We can even do Amtrak packages. So yes, you could definitely call a travel agent that does that. Now, Ray asked
all
a question.
Good news.
Ray asked a question about why most brick and you have to be a brick and mortar to run airline tickets.
Yeah.
Many, many years ago, when they were first saying who was going to be qualified to run an airline ticket, you needed to have certain things, because basically, when you run an airline ticket, you have a blank check.
Yeah.
You're running a you could run a ticket for $3,000 and you're not paying that airline for that ticket, even though the client paid you, until a week later. So because the airlines are giving you all these multiple blank checks, they want to make sure that there are people in that agency that have been in the industry a certain amount of times. Years ago, when we had physical ticket stock, we had to have a safe or a deposit box that we could store them in, and you had to be open to the public a certain amount of hours a week.
Right.
The reason they wanted to do that, they didn't want large corporations running their own travel agencies. So, for example, I was in Syracuse. Carrier Corporation could not, they could run their own tickets, but not in the same way that a retail outlet could do it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting.
Well, Neil, thank you for the call. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 800-348-2551. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org if you wish. Gene Gagnon joins us. I, for one, and I've talked to you about this before, I'm like a railroad nut. I mean, I don't travel. I stay home all the time. But if I did travel, it would be by rail. I still remember all those times that I have been on trains and on long trips and in sleeper cars and everything. And there is absolutely nothing like it. You just got to mellow out. Why is it travel agents have to get there so fast?
Well, because I have limited amount of time. Because I've got to get back to the office.
Yeah.
And
why are you looking at me accusing me?
And help all these people.
Right.
I would love to take a week and take the train cross country and go in a sleeper car. That is very, very popular right now, and for good reason.
Yeah.
If you get a sleeper car or even a roomette on an Amtrak train, your meals are included, and it's you know, halfway decent fare. It's not gourmet, but it's adequate.
Yeah. Well, they got a bar car. I mean,
they have a bar
car.
How bad could that be?
Try that driving on the highway.
Well, I'll tell you, when I go down to the city, there's a bar car, even when there's not a bar car.
I remember those days. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
The train is, it's great travel. It's great travel, and it's very, very popular now. We have a lot of people going out west and going south via the train service.
Yeah. It's really neat. And the one that we would love to try, and we haven't even looked into it in 20 years, is the one that goes across Canada.
I mean, yes.
That is just the one I would like
to
do.
Well, for people who don't have the time to do the whole cross Canada, there's a lovely train called the Rocky Mountaineer that goes out of Vancouver and ends in Calgary. So it's just like a three-day train travel over the most beautiful part of you know, the Canadian Rockies.
Yeah.
It's a three-day trip, and it's fabulous. And then you can combine it with maybe picking up a rental car in Calgary and then driving around to Banff and Lake Louise.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice trip.
Gene Gagnon joins us. It's Travel Today. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number, and we'll jump back to the phones here in a moment. This is from Teresa. Teresa says, as a travel agent, do you have an inside scoop we don't? I'm wary of booking online because I can't keep up on changes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all we do. I don't know. Do we have an inside scoop? Well, we kind of do, because we know what we're doing, and we've been doing it for, like in my case, you know, 45 years. So yes, I would say that we do have an inside scoop, and we know the fastest, easiest way to get those changes. And on top of that, we have all of these industry-specific information sources that you don't have access to.
Gene Gagnon is our guest today. It's Travel on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. Nancy is in Rhinebeck. Hello, Nancy.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you're there. Hi. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Here I am.
Okay.
I
enjoying this program.
Okay.
I'm a seasoned traveler. My husband and I met while traveling as exchange students years ago, and my late husband now. And we traveled around the globe. My next trip, of course, for myself, is with Rhodes Scholar, and I'm leaving on November 3rd for Costa Rica. And I guess what I would like to offer is that for people that are unsure about preparation and so on, it's great to go with a group like that. They send me a whole list of things. For example, I just had my third COVID vaccine, and we have to be tested before we return. And they sent a list of requirements that are mandatory, and if we don't follow them, we can't join the trip. So all I'm saying is it's helpful to go with a group like that, where it's all organized like that.
Jean, do you agree?
I absolutely agree. So not only are tours a great way to go in general, because everything is taken care of, but in this very changing new world order, it's great because they're on top of things. I've had some tour companies cancel a tour because they didn't feel it was safe. I've had other tour companies say, yes, we can still go here, but this is what we need to do. So traveling by group is a great way to do it. There are still, though, some things that people who are booking tours online need to be aware of. And cruises online is the same case. And what that is that there may be other options available in conjunction with that tour that they are not telling you about. So, for example, you're going on a tour, you want to check out the cancellation insurance. They offer their own insurance. Well, there might be another insurance company that offers the same, maybe for less price. If we're looking at cruises, they might offer pre and post nights before the cruise. There might be something better that you can do doing it separately from that one outlet. Mm-hmm. So it's great to book cruises and tours. However, just be aware that there are other options available even within those offerings.
Well, Nancy, thank you very much and have a very safe and enjoyable trip. Jean Gagnon is our guest. It's Travel Today on Vox Pop, 800-348-2551. And an email here from Barbara. Barbara says, we just traveled to Europe in September, having had a breakthrough COVID in August. Please let people know about how to travel with documentation if they've been vaccinated but had COVID within 90 days of travel and recovered. The permutations and the things that are you must do and that you must be aware of now in travel must drive you nuts, Jean.
Yeah. It's always been a detail-oriented industry, and now even more so. I tell people to bring hard copies of everything.
Yeah.
So if you have the Excelsior Pass from New York on your phone, also bring a paper copy of your CDC card. I also travel with my original CDC card.
Wow.
So I keep my original with my passport. Then for traveling around during the day, I have a paper copy because I keep that stuff in the safe. Then traveling around during the day, I have a paper copy of my passport. I have a photo of it on my phone, same with my CDC card. So, yeah, always have paper copies of everything that you already have on your phone, just in case.
Jean Gagnon is our guest today. 800-348-2551 is the phone number if you have a travel question. Bruce is in Del Mar. Bruce, you're on.
Good afternoon. My wife and I have a travel credit for a resort in Mexico. We were supposed to go to a wedding, a destination wedding that did not occur in February of 2020. So we have to use it up by November. What is your general guidance with regards to travel to Mexico? And I know it changes all the time.
Right. November of this year?
Yes.
Well, you got to book it soon. That my biggest thing is, you know, like now, you're very late.
Okay.
There is such a pent-up demand for travel that we're finding resorts that we could normally book now in January are sold out. So you really have to, and some of them still have restricted capacities. So that also restricts, you know, how many people they can have in there. So I have no problem with Mexico. Again, you have to take precautions. You have to wear masks. If you're at a resort, you know, you wear the mask if you're indoors. You can take it off when you're on the beach. A lot of the resorts are, you know, bunching their beach chairs separate from people unless you're within a family. So it depends upon the resort. Again, you would still need that test before you come back, but the particular resort that you're looking at might even offer it on site.
Okay.
As of right now, if you're fully vaccinated, you do not need a test to go into Mexico. But that was as I happened to have somebody ask me this morning. So, you know, as of like 3 hours ago, that was the correct information.
Well, Bruce, good luck. I hope you get those reservations made. The number is 800-348-2551. By the way, Nancy's call, she had mentioned Rhodes Scholar. And
yes.
I looked it up just briefly here on the phone. What that goes back a ways. What exactly is that?
Well, they're usually educational tours.
Oh, interesting.
They offer
is it
very,
a good thing?
Very. Yes, they're very good. They're very good. Yes.
Our number here is 800-348-2551, and let's go to Rachel in Leverett. Rachel, you're on.
Hey, Ray. It's nice to talk to you again. Thank
Hi.
You for this this international section. Yeah. Actually, my husband and I live and work in Kenya. We're 2.5 years out there, spent COVID out there in Nairobi. My question, two really quick questions. One, first of all, delighted to hear that Gene is up and running, and that's fabulous. Question about the test that you need to come back into the States. My understanding, and I've now made the trip back and forth to Kenya a couple of times post-COVID or in COVID, has to be a PCR test. I didn't hear that said specifically. And maybe all they need a rapid test coming out of the Caribbean or someplace else.
Right.
Can you confirm that, Gene?
Yeah, it really depends. You've got to double check it. Out of the Caribbean, for sure, it could be a rapid test. It can be, that has not been a problem. It's really been interesting because there are, and Europe too, there's actually these kits that you can order online. I think it was $69 and you get two of them. And it's about the size of a half a sheet of paper, but it's only about half an inch thick. And what you do is you order that from here before you leave. You bring that with you. And then while you're there, let's say at a hotel in Italy, okay, you go wherever there's some free Wi-Fi. You do not need a cell phone data. It can just be Wi-Fi. And you actually open this up, and you have somebody actually watching you do the nasal swab. And then, and actually, I think it was Tom Connolly on NBC, I think, actually did one on camera. And it's almost like the old pregnancy test because you add chemicals and then you get one line is not good, two lines is good. So, and the U.S. does accept that coming in, and that is definitely a rapid test. It takes 15, 20 minutes.
Wow, so, no, that's really good to know. I can tell you that we cannot get into the airport in Nairobi, the JKIA, Kenyatta International, without a PCR test. It has to be. We get a QR code. We also get an email from the lab that does it. It's good. It's fast. It takes about 8 hours. Not like here in the States where we meet two or three.
Right.
But people should know there are going to be some countries where they have to get a PCR to leave.
Oh,
and
yes,
even
I
to
agree.
Get into the airport.
I agree. Yeah. That's why you
out
have
there.
To check every single aspect. Yeah. Of the trip, you have to be aware, what do I need to get on the plane here? What do I need to go into restaurants? In France, you now need a health pass that can take 10 to 12 days to actually get uploaded because we're U.S. citizens. We have to send them different details. So it really depends upon where you're going.
And what if the rules change while you're in the air, by the way?
They've pretty much made that not an issue. They've been very careful about, you know, effective this date will be the new rule, you know. I have not had anybody that was stuck like that, although I've read, and I don't know how true they are, you know, those stories that of people getting stranded.
Rachel, when do you go back to Kenya?
In a week, actually. Well, I'm taking my niece back. We're going to get our PCR tested. CBS on Monday evening, and so by Wednesday afternoon, so when I land, when we land, we'll be in good shape. My second question for Jean is, I'm hoping because she's so plugged in, that she has an idea or at least has heard rumors. It would be so easy for those of us who travel a lot internationally to have one place, one electronic
like a portal.
Or one. Yeah, you know, I mean, I hate to use the word like COVID, like a passport, but it would actually be really great for us to have one place where we could drop that CDC card or updates or test information. Do you know anything about whether stuff like that's coming up?
Rachel, I would be happy if there was one for the U.S.
Oh.
I would be happy if there was one. I mean, like, we've got the Excelsior Pass. We're very fortunate. There are states that don't have anything like that. I would like to not only see a national one, and I don't care if you call it a passport. I have no problem calling it a passport. Yes, I'd like to see a vaccine passport. Because what a lot of people who say, oh, that's, you know, my rights and all this stuff, there were many African countries and Asian countries that required certain vaccines for years.
We still carry our yellow card.
Exactly.
We still carry our carte de jeune, and my niece had to get her yellow fever vaccination. She had to get tetanus. You know, Kenya said, hey, we need these things. You know, it's no big deal. It's a card you have to carry,
right.
Same as a CDC card. But, it'd be so nice if there was some central electronic. Now, we're all on our phones. Why not have something we could
I would love that. I would love that. That would have not only your passport, but your vaccine history, just to make it easier for everyone to travel.
Hey, Rachel, have a safe trip with you and your daughter, and enjoy Kenya. We got to take a break here. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. Gene Gagnon is here. It's Travel. Back with more of your calls and emails in a moment.
Support for WMC comes from Ninepin Cider Works Albany. Hard cider from local apples, pizza, and small plates. Serving lunch 7 days a week starting at noon. Outdoor seating available. Ninepincider.com. And Old Kinderhook Auction Company. Art, frames, antiques, and more. Previews online or at their Hudson Valley Gallery. Individual items and estates for consignment or purchase. OldKinderhookAuction.com.
It's Vox Pop. It's Travel Today with Gene Gagnon, who proudly presents her Excelsior Pass here in Studio A. You don't need it here.
I know.
You don't need any shots to I'm glad you're vaccinated. You got to be vaccinated to get in the building.
Right.
But you don't have to show me a pass.
I was showing it to you to show you how easy it is to access it and how easy it is. Like, I went down to New York City for a couple of days. You need it to go into MoMA.
Just bring hard copy.
I could have, but this was easier.
You could put the... The phone is bigger than the piece of paper.
Oh, come on. Tell me this. People say that, I don't want to do the Excelsior Pass because I want they're tracking me. CVS is tracking you.
They're tracking you,
Price
Gene.
Chopper knows everything you've bought for the last, 20 years.
Gene, I saw a black helicopter over the studio a little while ago, but let's not go into that.
That was for me.
exactly. 800-348-2551 is our number. Carol is in Old Chatham. Hello, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I thank you so much. This has been informative in a million ways. I've traveled a lot, quite independently, and I'm now in a place where I am not so mobile. I don't walk very far or very fast. I'm not excited about too much guiding or curating. I have my own interests, and I wondered if you had any advice for how to plan tricks about less mobile people getting around the world.
Absolutely. It's one of the things we do as far as our custom planning. I've actually planned a 2-week trip to Italy for someone who is confined to an electric wheelchair, which was very difficult. You have in Italy, every little curb of every hotel has a little lip on it, so I had to find places that didn't have that, because around the world they don't have the Disabilities Act. you know, we have that here in the U.S., but, you know, not anywhere else. So, yes, many travel agents do custom planning for people where, you know, like you said, you're not interested in doing a lot of guided touring. So let's say you wanted to go, I'll just make something up, you know, London and Paris. We would set you up in London for as many days as you wanted to. We would make the arrangements for you to get to Paris, and then we would do the Paris portion. Then while you were in each place, if there was something special you wanted to do, a half a day tour here or a trip up to, you know, Stratford or something like that, we would add that in separately. So there are definitely trips mm-hmm. that we can put together for people depending upon their mobility, their likes, dislikes, you know, everything like that.
Carol.
Terrific.
Okay.
Terrific. Good to know.
Yes.
Well, thank you for listening thank you for calling. We appreciate it very much. The number is 800-348-2551. We had a great email here, and you and I have talked about this sort of a travel advisory in the past. But it's kind of refreshing to go back to a question like this. This one's from Mark. It seems like there are more and more countries now that are becoming politically unstable. Have you noticed a change around the world in terms of places that are safe for Americans to travel?
Okay. I do not think the majority of countries that have a large amount of travel have changed substantially in their safety of American citizens. I think what has changed is our perception of that safety. We are now operating with a 24-hour news.
Tell me about
it. 24-hour news world.
Yep.
And people, you know, a lot of these news channels are desperate for news. I will just give you what happened to me. I found my grandmother's old obituary. It was from like 20 years ago. On the back of it, which was probably like, you know, page 25 of whatever the local paper was, there was a little one-inch article about terrorism that happened in France.
Right.
Okay? It was 1 inch and probably deep into the paper. Nowadays, that would have been front page or front news, or depending upon your news channel, because there is so much news that has to be disseminated.
Right.
I think there are, yes, there are certain countries that are more unsafe now than they were. But I think the bigger problem is the perception of safety.
Very interesting.
I had somebody who once canceled a trip to Italy because they had read somewhere that women were being hijacked from hotels. And first of all, I had never read it.
Yeah.
And this was something that concerned this person so much. So I think what sometimes happens is people's fears or perceived fears of traveling get in the way of what they want to do. So, for example, this was somebody who wanted to go to Italy, but their fear of travel or their lack of comfortability of traveling was making them almost look for something that would help them cancel.
Oh.
I mean, there's nothing wrong.
So you're being a psychologist now.
In a way,
okay.
You have to be. When you're in retail, you almost have to be. You have to know what sells
enough.
And what doesn't. I mean, there is nothing wrong with going to Disney every year. Okay? There's nothing wrong with people who say, I want to go back to Disney. I want to go back to Disney. But there are some people who want to do something different, maybe something more adventurous, but their comfortability level will not let them.
Very interesting. Okay, Gene, that's an interesting insight. The number here is 800-348-2551. Save that for your book.
Yeah, right.
Now let's go back to the phones. And Jessica in Albany. Jessica, you're on.
Hi. Hi, Ray. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Jessica.
Yes.
Hi.
I want to plug Gene. We've used her many times for our travels, and she's excellent.
Nice.
But I have a question for you about this year. Now, we're hoping to go as a family somewhere somewhat warm, like this winter. Is it too late to try to book any trips? And where would you recommend, and what do you think, is it too late to do this?
Okay, so the big thing is when during the winter, because the winter is a big thing. So if you're talking school break weeks, you're very late, and that's especially the February school break week. You're very, very late because of the pent-up demand. You can still get it, But it's going to cost you a fortune.
Ah.
You know, I looked at airfare for someone traveling February break week to Cancun, and it was $1,600 per person. We changed it to April break week, and it dropped to $700 per person.
Interesting.
So flexibility is key. So I would say, no, it's not too late, but if you're flexible, you'll save money. Where would I recommend? Again, time and money. You know, if you've got a week and you've got a pretty decent budget, I would go to an all-inclusive resort, maybe one that has both adult sections and kids sections, something that has a lot of water activities. Beaches resorts are fabulous, but they tend to be a little bit more on the expensive side. So, again, it depends upon the budget. But there are resorts out there that are all-inclusive, so you don't have to worry that your son is going to eat two burgers at the pool and it's going to cost you $40. You know, so there's that attitude. Depending upon ages of kids and things like that, there are many resorts that we would recommend that will be warm and that it's not too late to book.
It's not too late. Now, in a non-COVID year, just as a thought exercise, if this ridiculous pandemic had never started,
it would still be too late to book February break week.
It would be too late.
Yes.
Already. Okay. Yes. Fair enough. Let's go to line. Okay. We go to line three. Joe on the New York State Thruway. Joe, you're on.
Thank you. Good afternoon. And I have a question about passport renewal. Mine expired 6 months ago. And what would be the quickest way for me to get it renewed?
Okay. The fastest way to get it, no, that's okay. The fastest way to get it renewed is to pay an expedite fee. Okay, you can do it online and then bring it to the post office. The post office on New Carner Road in Albany is excellent.
Okay.
They actually have a passport office there. I don't know if they've reopened. They closed a while during COVID. You'd want to check that because they're very, very knowledgeable. They'll actually look over your online application and make sure it's correct before they pop it in the mail. Now, for a while, passport renewals were taking like 4 to 5 months.
Yeah.
Okay. I had someone who applied for one very late to go to London, paid for an expedite, and he got it in about 4 weeks. So depending upon when you need to travel, I would definitely start the process now. If it's within 2 or 3 months, I would pay to do the expedite service.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. And now to Karen in Amherst, Massachusetts. Karen, you're on.
Oh, hi there. My husband and I were thinking of traveling in the spring. We want to travel with our puppy. And we were interested in going on a vacation in the States that's not too much money. So we were thinking, oh, maybe we'll be in our car and maybe we could stay at campgrounds. I know some people maybe like rent an RV, which I think we've looked into that in a little bit, and it sounds like it's pretty costly. So I didn't know if you had any ideas like, you know, pet-friendly vacations that don't cost an arm and a leg.
Well, if you're driving, you're already going to be saving some money there, and you don't have to worry about your pet. The one thing I would do is not every hotel takes pets, so you're going to want to actually plan your trip ahead of time so that you can make sure you're not driving along saying, oh, my God, now it's late, and we can't find a hotel that'll take our puppy. But, you know, it depends upon, again, time and money. So if all of us have unlimited time and we had unlimited funds, we could do whatever we want to do. So it depends upon how long you want to go. If you only have a week and you want to do it leisurely, go down through Pennsylvania or go down to Williamsburg or something like that. You can stay. The best way to save money is to not stay in the center of things. So, you know, if you stay on the outskirts of Williamsburg, it's going to be a lot cheaper than if you stay someplace that you walk around and can
right.
get there
so,
very easily.
But the upshot is don't stay anyplace fun and you'll save money.
No, stay outside of the fun zone.
Ah, exactly.
And you'll save money.
Okay.
Yes.
Karen, did that work for you?
Just about like with campgrounds, like in terms of cabins, because we're thinking about that, you know, ones that were heated as opposed to staying at a Hampton Inn or something.
Right. Well, I would also suggest going on the website for the different states' parks, the different state parks. So, for example, I know just because I used to live there, there's a park in near Syracuse called Green Lake State Park. And they've got beautiful cabins, and they're really inexpensive. You have to book them ahead of time. You have to go online and book them. But I know Massachusetts has them at certain – you can even put in parameters. I want to be near a beach, whatever. So every state has its own website. So I would recommend that because they're very inexpensive and they're usually pretty nice.
Cool. Karen.
Okay, well, thank you. And I think and I know the RV thing, that's probably a totally different topic, but it seems like the little research we've done on that, they just seem like they're just a lot of money to rent.
Well, you know? Yeah, they're not inexpensive.
Like a little junior one.
Well, they're not inexpensive. You have to understand that the person who's renting it outlaid a lot of money, and they're trying to recoup that plus profit, so they're not inexpensive.
Karen is reading my mind, because as she was saying this, I said, you know what, I'd like to buy an RV and drive around. So Karen, we're on the same plane there. Thank you for the call. And now we go, let's see who's been waiting longest. Looks like our friend Brian in Utica. Hello, Brian, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Ray. Gene, looking forward to hearing your answer to this question. My wife and I are invited to a wedding in Greece, the island of Crete, next June.
Cool.
And my question is, when should we start looking for airfare? And also, what else should we do besides go to the wedding?
Okay. Well, again, time and money. But if you could see Athens for at least a couple of nights, since you have to fly via Athens to get there anyway, I would highly recommend that. And I'd recommend at least one other island, maybe Santorini, maybe Crete. If you have additional time, I would actually stay in the mainland a little, maybe go to, maybe see the monasteries on top of the cliffs in Meteora, to actually see the different peninsulas that make up the mainland of Greece. And it is not too early to book your airfare.
I knew she was going to say that, Brian.
Airfare never goes down. People think, oh, I'm going to wait and get it at the last minute. No, you're not. I'm telling you that right now. So, but before you can do that, you sort of have to set an outside parameter. So is it going to be 2 weeks? Is it going to be 10 days? My recommendation is usually to go to the wedding at the end of the stay. And the reason I recommend that is the more stressful part of the trip, if you're combining touring around and a wedding, is going to be at the beginning, because you're just getting there, you've got to find your way around. So you want to do that when you're fresh. The wedding is also typically a little less stressful. You're just the guest.
Yeah.
You know, you're not traveling.
And you don't have to tip the waiters.
That's right. So do that at the end. So if it was me, I would plan a trip for Greece, hopefully 10 days at least, and then maybe 3 days for the wedding. 2 weeks is optimal. Your biggest expense is your airfare, so you always, always want to stay as long as possible. I've never had a client come back and say, I wish I'd come back a day sooner. It's always the opposite.
Brian, you want to follow up real quick?
Well, I was just going to say I'd like to go earlier, but we have another wedding in Rochester, New York, unfortunately, right before the wedding in Greece. So option. We'll have to do the leisure part of the trip after the wedding. But thanks for the advice. I appreciate it.
Well, at least then try to get into Crete a couple of days before the wedding. There's nothing worse than being on a plane and it's delayed a day and then you're going to miss the wedding. So just maybe do a couple of days before, then maybe Crete, and then maybe more stuff after. And by the way, my first job was in Utica, New York.
Really?
Bob and Peg McFarland owned an agency called Upstate Travel.
Yeah.
And they are the reason why I quit going to school and went into the travel business.
It occurs to me, isn't there a Greece, New York?
Yes, there is.
Well, I mean, maybe they should do the wedding there.
And there's a Mexico, New York.
Well, you see, and a Poland. Let's go to Cynthia in Coxsackie. Cynthia.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to give you a free idea.
Okay.
For anybody who wants to. It will succeed. I'm a local commuter on Amtrak for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I know that ever since they stopped serving between Albany and New York, any food or drink, we all got cranky and pretty much stayed that way. So then I travel quite a bit, and I go to the UK and I go to Europe, and the trains all have those little trolley cars, the tea cars. It offers you nothing but maybe a cold drink and a sandwich wrapped up in cellophane. But nevertheless, they go once up and once back, and it gives you a chance to have a Coca-Cola or a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Why don't we do that?
Well, that's a good point, Cynthia, and I think that we'll have to take that one up with Amtrak, but thank you for the call. Now, we have 1 minute exactly with Gene Gagnon. Very quickly, Mary Ellen's been waiting a long time. Mary Ellen, can you make it quick?
Yes, I'm hoping to go with four friends who are all in their mid-70s, all vaccinated and boosted, and we were thinking about going on a cruise in the Mediterranean. Would you advise that?
Oh, absolutely. Cruises are great, especially if anybody in your group has limited mobility, because you're not packing and unpacking. You're just doing it once, and yet you can still see a lot of great places. So absolutely, I would recommend it.
Even with COVID?
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to be vaccinated in order to cruise, and you'll still need to do some testing, but it can be worked out.
And
yes.
Again, Mary Ellen, I did put on our page for today's show the link to the CDC site that has sort of the list of countries that are safer than other countries to travel to. So you may be surprised by looking at that list. But we are out of time. Gene Gagnon, how do people find Plaza Travel on the internet?
On the internet, they could go to plazatravel.net.
Yes.
They can send an email to Jean, J-E-A-N, at plazatravel.net.
Right.
And now, during the week, they can call us, 518-785-3338. Talk to a real person.
Isn't that nice?
It's wonderful.
To be back at the office and complaining about it again.
I love it.
Yes. Well, we never left the office here in the newsroom. There's been an awful lot of complaining. Hey, thank you, Jean. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Ray.
Support comes from the Crandall Theater, Chatham, New York, celebrating the 22nd Annual Film Columbia Festival. 10 days of independent and international films, small town, big movies. Schedule at filmcolumbia.org. And Empire Wine, Albany, New York, independent and family-owned, featuring an array of domestic and imported wines and spirits, specializing in local delivery service, in-store pickup and shipping, empirewine.com. Once again, thanks to Gene Gagnon of Plaza Travel for joining us today. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling and for emailing as well. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Phones answered today by Nathan Scheid. I'm Ray Graff. Now, tomorrow on the program, we welcome back astronomers Bob Berman and Valerie Rapson, and we'll talk about this ripple in space that they have discovered. It's all very exciting and confusing. Join us tomorrow at 2 and be perplexed. Right now, it's the Capital Connection.